Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So, if you are ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled PCSO Searching for Missing Santan Valley Teen. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent November 17, 2025. No author is listed. The Pinal County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing Santan Valley teenager. Kenya Strong left her home near Schneff and Combs Roads around 2 p.m. Monday. She is described as about 5 feet 7 inches, weighing 115 pounds, according to PCSO. She was last seen wearing a light blue shirt and white pants. PCSO did not provide her age. Anybody with information about her location should call PCSO at 520-866-5111. End of story. Our next article is entitled Chandler Begins Girding for Cuts in Water Supply. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, November 16, 2025, and written by Ken Sain. The city of Chandler updated its drought management plan on November 13th, partly because officials know they may need it very soon. The seven Colorado River Basin states have been fighting over its water for years, and the time to decide which state gets how much is near. The one reality that Arizona municipalities know is that they will be getting less, possibly a lot less. The Grand Canyon State agreed to have the lowest priority claim to Colorado River water in exchange for the federal government's help to build the Central Arizona Project canal system. We don't know exactly what the cut is going to be, but we know that a lot of cities in Central Arizona will be taking a cut starting in 2027, said Simone Kjolstrud, Chandler's Water Resources Advisor. Kjolstrud said that Chandler gets 37% of its drinking water from the Colorado River. The seven basin states faced a deadline to agree to a framework to share the river's water of November 11th. As has been the case with previous deadlines, it came and went without a deal. If that continues, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation will have to decide how much water each state has a right to use. Another complication is that Mexico also has rights to the river water. Kjolstrud said that Arizona is running out of time to make a deal. The Bureau of Reclamation is expected to publish its preferred alternative next spring, and that a decision will have to be made by summer for a final environmental impact statement to be done. The new restrictions would start in 2027. Chandler is preparing for cuts between 20% and 40%. Most of the Colorado River water that is used by the city serves South Chandler. The northern half of the city gets its water from the Salt and Verde Rivers. That amounts to 57% of the city's water supply. The remaining 6% comes from wells tapping into the aquifer under the city. The updated drought plan changes some of the triggers. Chandler is currently in Stage 1, which takes effect when a surface water shortage is considered likely. The only consequence of Stage 1 is increased public information and education in the hopes of conservation. The Public Works and Utilities Director can call a Stage 2 when the amount of surface water supply drops by more than 20%. The consequence for a Stage 2 call is the city will begin restricting water use for city operations. The city is one of the largest users of Chandler water because it uses a great deal to keep the parks green. The city manager calls a Stage 3 alert when the surface water supplies drop by more than 50%. The consequences for that are continuing a restriction on municipal uses of water and also asking residents to voluntarily cut back their water use. It takes a declaration by the City Council to issue a Stage 4 alert, which is the most restrictive. It can make that call when the conditions make it unlikely that the city will be able to deliver sufficient water to meet all demands because of a drop of more than 65% of its supply. Under a stage 4 water crisis, there will be mandatory restrictions for all customers. Basically, the only changes from the previous drought plan were the triggers. Before, it was split up by percentage declines in the Salt and Verde rivers supplied by Salt River Project and the Colorado River supplied by the Central Arizona Project. Now the city will only consider the overall water supply. While the Colorado River problems have been in the news, swim.jpg, Kjellstrand said the Salt and Verde rivers are also under stress. 2 years ago, the reservoirs were full, so much so that water had to be released. That's not the case now, she said. The winter of 2025 has been one of the driest on record, she said. We went from reservoirs that are 100% down to 55% in just 2 short years. Kjellstrand said the city is still in better shape than its neighbors for its water supply. She anticipates the city may enter stage 2 in 2027 after the CAP cuts become reality. One of the important things that Chandler has done to prepare for times just like this is we have continued to maintain and invest in our groundwater wells, she said. In Chandler, we have 100% redundancy. We could turn off both of our surface water treatment plants and we could run our entire city just on our wells. The aquifer and the city's wells are essentially Chandler's backup plan. Of course, if the city is tapping a lot of that water without any other supplies coming in, it will eventually run dry. Councilman Matt Orlando wants the city to take a look at the toughening up Stage 3 consequences. It may not be voluntary, he said. That's a lesser draconian cut, and now I have to go into the wells. I think we have to have more dialogue. By the time we get to Phase 4, it's way too late. End of story. Our next story is entitled, Nutrition is on the Menu at Queen Creek's Schnepf Elementary. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent November 15, 2025. No author is listed. At Schnepf Elementary, supporting students goes beyond the classroom into the cafeteria where nutritious meals help fuel young learners for success. Leading the way is Laura Easton, the school's kitchen manager who brings warmth, care, and community spirit to every meal she serves. Quote, what I love about working in the nutritional department is that I get to be around kids and interact with them, end quote. Easton stated in a Queen Creek Unified School District press release, quote, it's so fun to see their reactions to the food we make and how happy they are to be here, end quote. Easton's roots in the Schnepf community run deep. Quote, I'm totally invested in this community, end quote, she stated in the release. Quote, the parents, the staff, the PTO, everyone is so good to us. I love them all, end quote. Her commitment to providing a positive experience for students is clear in the way she describes her role. Quote, we believe in great customer service. We want the kids to come here and have this be their favorite part of the day, end quote, Easton stated. She also emphasizes how important teamwork is in creating that supportive environment. Quote, I have a great team. They make it fun and we laugh all the time, end quote, Easton stated in the release. Quote, the kids are always so cute and grateful when we feed them, and it's important to me that they get what they need, end quote. When asked why families should choose Queen Creek Unified School District, Easton didn't hesitate with her answer. Quote, it's an A-plus district. The teachers care, and we teach wonderful things like integrity and kindness, end quote, she stated in the release. Quote, it's a place where children grow academically and as good people, end of story, and end of quote. Our next story is entitled Chandler Unified School District Saves Trees with New Student Tracking System. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune November 15, 2025 and written by Ken Sain. One of the lead counselors for Chandler Unified School District brought along a prop for her presentation to the governing board at the October 22nd meeting. She was there to talk about how counselors currently monitor each student's progress to graduation. The prop was a binder filled with pages more than 7 inches thick. This is A through C seniors at Basha High School, Maria Colea Anderson said, "This is what we currently use. Every counselor has their alphabet behind their desk, and when a student comes in and they need a graduation check, this is what we pull out. As you can see, it's very cumbersome, and it's very time-consuming process because you have to do it twice a year. CUSD has been working for more than a year to move the graduation tracking system into the digital age. It has taken that long because they are building an electronic alternative from scratch. When I say being built from scratch, literally, we had to take what's in a counselor's brain and try to make it be ones and zeros from a programming perspective," said Michael De La Torre, an assistant superintendent with the district. "The software will work with the existing programs in use in CUSD, namely Tableau and Infinite Campus," De La Torre said. "The new software replacing all that paper will have two parts. The first is called Academic Planner, and it spells out what classes the student needs to take in each year of high school to be on track for graduation. The second part is the graduation tracker itself. A counselor will be able to glance at a student's page and immediately know if they are on track or off track toward graduation. There will be either a red or green box in the upper right corner. If it's red, they are off track. Green is on track. It will list all the required courses, and again, colors will help the counselor know where the student stands. A green check mark will indicate a course the student has completed with a passing grade. A yellow dot will indicate courses the student is currently taking, and their current grade will be visible. A blue dot is for future courses that must be taken. And a red X will mark any course taken and failed. One advantage to having all the information in digital form will be compiling stats to provide an overall picture of where a school stands. A principal or counselor can look and see how many students are on track in each grade level and how many are off track. It will also show the principal how many students each counselor is monitoring and how many of those students are off track. Another benefit is that parents will have easier access to their child's progress. With the old system, they would have to make a request to see the tracker. The counselor would take their student out of the binder and make a copy of the page. Then they would have to photograph the page and email it or text it to the parents. Parents will have limited access to the graduation tracker so they can monitor their child's progress, De La Torre said. It creates a level of transparency without parents to visually be able to see whether their student is on course to graduate and what classes they may need to take, he said. Colea Anderson said it's a welcome change from the counselor's point of view. Our current system right now is not really conducive. It's very time-consuming. We're killing a lot of trees, and I feel like we really need to move to that electronic transcript. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Chandler High FFA Scores Big at National Meet. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, November 16, 2025. No author is listed. The Future Farmers of America FAA chapter at Chandler High School made history at the 2025 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis by earning top national honors across multiple events. That included a third-place national finish in parliamentary procedure, a feat rarely achieved by any Arizona chapter, said Chandler FFA Advisor A. Argueta. The parliamentary procedure team includes Chair Lucas Valdez and members Tamia Briggs, Bella Hyrick Robinson, Grace Floyd, Chloe Hunter, and Carlos Paz. They showcased their mastery of parliamentary law, leadership, and debate skills in what is widely considered the most challenging FFA career development ever. Each member will receive a $450 scholarship check from the national organization. This truly is a legacy-defining moment for our chapter, said Arueta. These students dedicated countless hours to perfecting their craft, and their success will inspire future generations of Chandler FFA members for years to come. Additionally, the Chandler FFA floriculture team earned a Bronze National Team Award. Team members Aldo Delgado, Ruben Mendoza, Aubrey Montoya, and Malia Nguyen represented Chandler, with Aubrey and Malia earning silver individual honors and Daldo and Ruben earning bronze. Five FFA alumni earned the prestigious American FFA degree, the highest honor attainable within the National FFA organization. Less than 1% of FFA members nationwide receive this distinction. Chandler honorees were Elisa Gooch, Yalia Reed, Natalie Valliere, Sergio Camarena, and Annabelle Williams. In addition to these individual and team recognitions, Chandler FFA was named a National Two-Star Chapter, a distinction that honors programs demonstrating excellence in leadership, community service, and student development. These accomplishments are a reflection of our students' hard work and the incredible support we receive from Chandler Unified School District, added Agueta. We're proud to represent our community and our state on the national stage. For more information about Chandler FFA and its programs, you can email Argueta, argueta@cusd80.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Gilbert Days Harkens to Town's Wild West Past. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune November 17, 2025, and written by Saranthi Pereira, Tribune contributor. Giddy up, Gilbert Days are here. The town's fun-filled annual nod to its Western heritage celebrates a time when horse ranches, dairy farms, agriculture, and the rodeo lifestyle dominated the town. This year, the Gilbert Days Rodeo, organized by Gilbert Promotional Corporation, takes place from November 21st through 23rd in Queen Creek's Horseshoe Park and Equestrian Center. The Gilbert Days Parade, organized by the Town of Gilbert, takes place on Saturday, November 22nd in downtown Gilbert. The family-friendly Gilbert Days Festival features music, food and drinks, local shopping and entertainment November 21st through the 22nd at Gilbert Regional Park. What does the rodeo mean to J.D. McKee, president of Gilbert Promotional Corporation, which was founded in 1978 to keep the spirit of Western heritage alive in Gilbert? For me, it's just good, wholesome family entertainment, he said. It's a place you can take all your kids. It shows you how things were back in the day, because rodeo was created because that's how people live their life every day, doing those events, and they just decided to start competing at them. McGee, a Gilbert resident since 2019 when he moved from Wyoming, said over 50 cowboys will show off their prowess each night at the various competitions. WA Rodeo of New Mexico will bring in the stock so the cowboys may participate in bareback riding, saddleback riding, bull riding, roping, team roping, and steer wrestling. Females will barrel race while children will take part in a little dude's rodeo riding sheep and steer. They keep these heritage traditions in this day and age, even though technology drives almost every aspect of life. Each rodeo event is still the same as it was years and years and years ago, McGee said. The events haven't changed, and how they work is the same. For the last 2 years, the rodeo was held at the Queen Creek Equestrian Center because Gilbert does not have a suitable venue. The venue can seat 3,000, and organizers expect to host at least 2,500 people each night, some of whom are area residents discovering the event in the neck of their woods. Horseshoe Park is an awesome facility. They obviously hold events like ours there all the time, so it's a really good setup for us, McGee said. His message to rodeo lovers, just get down on family fun to come and watch the event, and, you know, maybe put the phone away for a little while and think about how things used to be and just enjoy being with friends and family. For more than 30 years, the parade that goes up the Heritage District has also pulled in the crowds. This is a nostalgic event that originated to celebrate the paving of Gilbert Road. We welcome you to make this a family tradition, as many residents of multiple generations have, said Katie Dalton, Special Events Recreation Coordinator in the town. This year's parade theme goes beyond imagination with Out of This World. Dalton said that schools, businesses, and nonprofits were invited to showcase their most creative ideas, whether it's a journey through outer space, a dive into futuristic technology like AI and robots, or a voyage to the mysterious depths of the ocean. Over 100 floats have been confirmed. From cosmic costumes to underwater cities or robotic parades of the future, if it's out of this world, it belongs in the parade, she said. The Gilbert Days Rodeo Queen, 21-year-old Kylie Carrasco, and her court, consisting of teen Queen Haley Akins and Princess Alba Padilla, will be among the riders. Carrasco, who lives in Queen Creek, said she is a first-generation cowgirl. Because no one in my family grew up with horses or in the Western lifestyle, I didn't start riding until I was 16, she said. Even though my parents didn't grow up this way, they're my biggest fans and supporters. They've had to learn as they go, but always help when needed, and don't miss a thing. When Carrasco attended rodeos as a teenager, she watched the girls in crowns riding around the arena and inquired about them. There's so much more than what is seen at a rodeo. I knew I had to be part of that, she said. I wanted to be able to highlight that we don't just ride horses, that we also love to share our knowledge and our love for the sport of rodeo and the Western lifestyle. Carrasco's queening platform is, "Dreams don't have a deadline. I believe no matter your age, you can always follow your dreams. From riding a horse to owning chickens, I want to help you learn about the Western way of life," she said. "My platform goes beyond just the Western lifestyle. I want anyone to follow their dreams, no matter what they are." Carrasco has felt that rodeo is more than a sport and described it as, quote, "a big family," end quote. Her favorite aspect of the queening role also happens to be the community. "I love the history that comes with it and all the people I have the opportunity to meet," she said. "I love meeting new people and I love to talk. Being able to volunteer and be involved with the town of Gilbert means everything to me." The Gilbert Promotional Corporation has maybe 25 volunteers around the year, but swells to about 40 in the fall. Rather than just provide entertainment for Wild West lovers, the group has a mission to generate funds to donate back to the community. Schools, nonprofits, and Western organizations benefit from donations of shoes, a sock drive, and other projects. "We donate a lot of money," said McGee, who owns a promotional marketing company. "That's our sole purpose. The money that we make either goes back into putting the events on or is donated to nonprofit organizations throughout the valley." End of story. Our next article is entitled, "Just a Few Weeks Left Before Queen Creek Christmas Events." This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune November 17th. No author is listed. Queen Creek is gearing up for its major holiday events next month. The week after Thanksgiving, the town will be holding its QC Hometown Christmas Tree Lighting, followed by the next day by the QC Hometown Christmas Parade. The tree lighting ceremony will run from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, December 5th at 21802 South Ellsworth Road. At the tree lighting ceremony, along with performances from local groups, there will be a scavenger hunt, food trucks, photos with Santa, and families can decorate ornaments and garlands at Santa's workshop. The parade starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 6th at Ellsworth Road and south of Victoria Lane in the town center. This year's parade theme is Rockin' Around QC. Dust off those jukeboxes and let's get ready to rock and roll with this fun theme based on that good old-fashioned 50 through 80s holiday feel, according to a town announcement. This is the second year the town is hosting the Queen Creek Hometown Christmas celebrations. In 2024, the town took over the annual Christmas parade from the Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce and the Kiwanis Club of Queen Creek. In the past, the parade and the tree lighting ceremony were held at the same time, but since taking over, the town has split the activities into two different events. With thousands of people expected to attend the tree lighting and parade, the town will be offering shuttles from off-site parking areas. Temporary road closures and parking restrictions will be in place before and during the parade. Closures from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. include Ellsworth Road from Rittenhouse Road to Ocotillo Road, Maya Road west of Ellsworth Road, Victoria Lane west of Ellsworth Road. Closures from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. include Ellsworth Road from Ocotillo Road to Aldecao Drive, Aldecao Drive east of Ellsworth Road. The town has event, parking, and shuttle maps to both the parade and the tree lighting at tinyurl.com/2 B as in boy, WIPEEZ. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.